Michael Phillips, Odyssey, Richmond, and the Richmonder. If you want your news in RVA, that's a good place to look. Michael, no contract yet for Terry McLaurin. Do you think he and the Commanders beat the clock ahead of training camp, which is now starting imminently?
I remain optimistic. I say yes. I think this is one where I think Adam Peters understands what this means to the fan base, what he means to the fan base. And I keep coming back to this, Grant. They're not in a cap crunch, right? This isn't a situation where they got to restructure another guy's deal or cut somebody to make this happen. They have the money against the cap. I think they ultimately get this thing done.
When does it become a problem? Like, I don't think we've gotten there yet. For some folks, it is. They already think that damage is being done every second he's not signed. It's sending this horrible message to internally, externally, and this is like the end of all days. I'm not there yet, but A, where are you? And B, when does it become a problem if it isn't already?
I also am not there yet. I'll remind you, Ryan Kerrigan, who obviously, very much like Terry, right? One of the most loved players, among fans. A guy who is really good at his position, not elite, right? Like maybe not top five, but certainly one of the best in the NFL at doing what he did. I think there are a lot of parallels there. He got his extension done the morning training camp started when they reported way back in Richmond back in the day. I think something similar happens here. So no panic yet. First time they take the field without him, though, is officially a panic situation. I mean practice. The first practice, he's not there. This elevates to a panic situation immediately because you've got all this noise, all this water under the bridge. It's nothing. But if this goes into training camp, those feelings get cemented and this becomes something and it's an issue.
Practice. We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. Hey, Michael, who's your X factor on this team this year?
Well, I'm looking to who's going to emerge as the best corners here, right? If you can get Amos to where he's starter good and Lattimore to where he's starter good, you're set, and arguably you've got the personnel, down the line to make that happen. You can put Sanders still in the best spot. Those two guys need to come to play, though, at camp. I think the odds of both of them panning out are incredibly minimal, right? I think you'd probably take one of the two being an impact player this year. Amos, just because he's a rookie, and certainly with Lattimore, all the things that we know from along the way, and those guys don't always age gracefully. I think if you can get the corners set, though, by the time you leave camp, man, I start to feel a lot better about this defense.
What was their vision? As I always like to try to think along with the executive as to what they were trying to do and how they were trying to fill different needs and things. What was their vision for this defensive line this offseason, Michael?
Yeah, the vision was we have Jaden Daniels, right? That was the vision for everything they did. And the number one draft pick had to go to Jaden Daniels, get him the left tackle of the future. Your big trade had to go to Jaden Daniels to get him the left tackle of the present. Your other big move, give away another draft pick, had to go to getting him a weapon because you don't have a good enough running back room. So they get Deebo Samuel, who elevates both the wide receiver and the running back room. I don't blame them, Danny, for anything they did. I think they have a star young quarterback. They needed to surround him with as much support as they possibly could. I'm glad they did. But all those moves came at a cost. The cost was it left you with less room to invest in the defense, and I think we're seeing the results of that here as you stare at this roster on paper.
Michael, there's some non-football Commander stuff to get into today as well. Yeah, exactly. What did you make of the president weighing in on the team's name and future stadium plans?
All right, so I think this is a good litmus test for the people out there, and I'm not afraid to burn bridges on my show. I'll say this on your guys' show so I can burn your bridges as well. The people who want the name back, what's happened in the last couple months is a litmus test for them because we've given you 99% of what you've asked for. The uniforms are great again. They say Redskins again. They acknowledge the past. They show highlights on NFL Network. Everything you've asked for, you've gotten, except the one little thing where they changed the name and it's not going to happen. If you're a sensible fan, you stick with this and you say, that's good enough. Let's roll. Let's play football. We got Jaden Daniels here. The people who are still out on that hill, dying on that hill, wanting to talk about it, I just don't think they're true football fans. I think they like arguing about this more than they like watching the football and rooting for the football team. It's beyond time to bury this issue. The Harris Group has given you everything they can reasonably give you.
But do you think that Trump actually gets involved on the stadium in D.C., which he has the power to hinder, or do you think it's just him firing off a random tweet?
Sure. Well, we can't ignore that he does have the power to do it. He does have the power to interfere here. So that is something you have to watch for. I think the reason the team has been silent, and I think we'll remain silent tomorrow. I think Dan Quinn will come out tomorrow and say, I'm here to coach football, next question. I think they're just really hopeful something else shiny comes along and he forgets about this. They don't want to pick a fight. They don't want to make this a thing. They don't want this in multiple news cycles. You're just really hoping that this blows over. It was a tweet. Great. We'll move on. He forgets about it. City council does their thing and we keep moving. If you make it a thing, we've seen him dig in, and that's a potentially very negative outcome because, again, he does have the power to have some influence here.
Miguel, thank you as always, bud. Have a great week.
Take care, boys.
The Richmonder and Odyssey Richmond. That's Michael Phillips, and that is your Beltway Blitz.